Madeline Island. It's not especially luxurious, and there aren't a ton of entertainment options. But the savvy traveler's John Raby says Madeline Island attracts thousands of visitors every year for two reasons: the lake and the character of the islanders.
I boned up a little on Madeline Island before setting off on a perfect autumn day. I read about the voyageurs, the Native Americans, B&Bs, and the boat tours, but I don't think I came across anything that said how peaceful the island is or how disarming the islanders are. Islanders like Diane Mann, who lives in a school bus in the woods and waits tables at an island inn. She told me Madeline is like a separate country, and on its national flag would be
a beer bottle, probably. A Packer symbol. We'll say a bear.
Let's say the beer symbolizes relaxation, the Green Bay Packers, adventure, and the bear, nature. On the deck of the car ferry to Madeline, I met Mark Wangenstein, who's been coming to the island for 20 years.
Cool little town on an island.
Wangenstein and his brothers raised emus, llamas, and other exotic animals on a farm in the middle of the island. Standing around the bed of his pickup, Wangenstein sipping one of the aforementioned symbols of Madeline Island, his dog chewing carpet in her kennel, I got my first hint that the islanders can be a little different. Madeline is the largest of the Apostle Islands, and I wondered...
And which apostle was Madeline? I keep trying to figure that out.
I think that was the Apostle Red's brother was Madeline. That's who it is. You know, there was Peter, Paul, and Mary, and then Madeline and Red, I think, were the other apostles, and that's where it came from.
The Apostle Red, I like that. You guys, is he recognized in Wisconsin as an apostle?
Well, according to the Bible, no, but the Wisconsin Bible, he is. There's Red the Apostle. Those are the unheard of apostles.
White settlers apparently thought there were only 12 islands, not 22, and maybe the idea of apostles was appealing. If you think of these little islands making their stand against the largest body of fresh water in the world. They're losing, by the way. That peaceful sound you hear from the porch of your rental cabin is really the lake turning Madeline into a sandbar. So that's the beer. How about adventure? Jay Wilkes, a married dad in his early 20s, moved back to Madeline after college, back to a place that's isolated by miles of ice for months at a time. Doesn't he want more excitement?
My dad last year came up and his snowmobile went through the ice and he had to crawl back up on the ice.
His dad was fine. Usually the lake freezes so thick during winter you can drive across it to the mainland. But until then, the ferry makes its daily runs and breaks through the ice every time.
So there's open water where the ferry track is, and he drove his across the open water. They can do that. They can go across open water, but you don't want to take your hand off the throttle.
Did you talk to your dad after this?
Oh, yeah, sure. I was working at the bar.
And you said?
I said, what are you, stupid? What are you trying to do?
There's a picture of a house someone was dragging across the ice, trying to drag across. The photo is pretty startling. But if playing on the ice is too adventuresome for you, Madeline has golfing, sailing, and swimming.
When it's warm enough, I swim every day, 2 or 3 times a day. And sometimes even when there's ice in the water.
Claire Coleman brings us to the bear on our imaginary Madeline Island flag, standing for nature. She grew up here, and through 8th grade was the only person in her class. I was valedictorian, she says. She can't stay away from the lake.
I don't know how to explain it. It's magical. I have to be by water. You get out of the water and you feel so much better. No matter what is wrong, you'll feel top-notch when you get out.
Mid-October 1998, the official Lake Superior lake temperature check. Dipping my finger in here. Oh, it's cold. It's really cold.
The weekend I was there, Lake Superior changed color overnight from blue to gray-green. The weather from Indian summer to early winter. But none of the 175 year-round islanders were surprised. They don't try to predict the lake's moods or think about controlling it. This is one of those peaceful spots where people are attentive but laid back, on time but not in a hurry. The island encourages residents to have their own personalities, but it's not anarchy. Diane Mann, our Betsy Ross of Madeline Island, would make a lousy cruise ship activities director. She sounds like she's also working on a motto for the would-be island nation.
We want people to just come and slow down and relax. You know, we don't want it to be a hustle bustle. Well, we've got to go see this and see that. That's not what your experience should be here. It should be you walk off the boat and you feel all of your stress flow out of your body, and you sit down and you look at the lake, and the next thing you know, you look at your watch and you've been sitting there for 4 hours. And where did the time go, and who cares?
From Madeline Island, Wisconsin, I'm John Raby for The Savvy Traveler.
You can reach Madeline Island by one of the three steel-hulled car and passenger ferries that depart from Bayfield, Wisconsin. It's only about a 20-minute ride over the crystalline waters of Lake Superior to the small town of La Pointe on Madeline's southern shore.